Dear Shining Ones, we step forward into this meeting and we thank our Meliha for being our voice today. And we know that she knows, but we will tell you, we are never far. We say we step in because we are just right outside the sacred circle, wherever you are. Though your physical bodies are not in touch right now, well, perhaps one or two, we are in touch with all of you. And that touch is a way that goes beyond the physical, that goes more deeply than even what you would call the spiritual. It goes to a place of your original source energy. And that time when you were with us for the first time and you were just learning what it is to be a divine human. Just learning step by step through that long lifetime in Lemuria so that you could reawaken today where there is science and spirituality, where you have truly the best of both worlds in your consciousness of today. We ask one thing of you today. We ask that you give yourself the opportunity to arrange your molecules, to arrange your thinking, so that you act like the receptive tower, like a broadcasting and receiving tower of information, so that when you hear the truth and it resonates with you, you say yes. And you not just hear it, but something inside of you changes and says yes to living that truth. That is why you are here. No other reason. To come back. Why come back? Why come to this planet? Why come now? We tell you, our beloved Shining One, you come as healers, as teachers, as the priestesses, as the scientists. You come as those who change the field of the planet. Yes, you change the magnetic field, of course, but you change the consciousness field. Each time one of you as a light go off inside, it's a ripple into the world. And those lights blinking, coming on, seeing each other, aligning with the change in consciousness, saying yes together, creating unity in your consciousness. That is why you came, and no other reason. So here you are, beautiful stars, children of ours. Here you are, stepping up, saying yes, finding what resonates with you to your awakening. And we celebrate this, we celebrate this. Take a breath with us. Celebrate the ascension of humanity with us. And please always remember, we are never far from you. So now we step back from this meeting. We don't step far. And we ask only that you remember who you are, why you're here, and the sacred information that's available to you now. We step back and we ask that Kryon come in with his message of honor and love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I will tell you, there is no secret what is happening here on this planet. It is not hidden from spirit. We are not on the other side of a veil, celebrating with other angels in a land that you don't understand. The earth, humanity, and consciousness is allied with that which is on the other side of the veil, that which is creation itself. You have no idea of the alliance that your life force even has with others in this galaxy. So many are aware of you in a good and a benevolent way, in a nurturing way. I want to talk about that just a little bit today. I want to do an exercise with some of you who wish to participate. I want to return to this idea of who you really might be. It is so sad. If you want to call the word sad, it's so disappointing, perhaps, to see so many of you out there right now, so many of you, with low self-worth and esteem. When you are the old souls of the planet, you're the ones that are having an awakening wisdom, an awakening Akash, and yet there's so much anxiety, fear. This is what happens when there's really no self-assurance of who you are. Let me again make the discussion clear of who you are. You didn't arrive here as simply a biological being by accident from your parents. It's not who you are. Depending upon how far you want to wind back into the esoteric and divine history of your soul, depending on how far you want to go, let's just go a little ways at that wind of birth when your gender was selected by you and your parents were selected by you and your society was selected by you. Did you know that? Did you know that souls often have an agreement for centuries together? That they'll reincarnate with one another in certain societies and certain languages and over and over and over to learn all the lessons from one another. Did you know that? So everyone gets a chance to be the other one. Did you know that? Intertwined in this is a word called karma, which long ago was an energy of learning. And in this new energy, when I came in, I told you one of the attributes of an evolved soul is that you don't have to have it anymore. You learned enough, and now you're on a different program, so drop the karma. And that's for all of those of you who are sitting right now thinking, well, that's who I am, and that's the karma, and that's what happened, and that's what I was taught. Nonsense. That's what you were taught. Now go to that which is your innate and ask, who am I? And the innate is not going to lie. And the innate is going to give you a word, and some of you block it. And the word is magnificent. That's who you are. But you don't feel that way, do you? Some of you do. Most of you don't. You are a child of more than this universe. You are a child of creation. There are multiverses. The creative source has no time. It's in a circle. There's no beginning. There is no end. Think of that. You cannot say, how old is God? That's laughable. You can say, how long is a string? Because that is linear. But when it comes to these things that are multidimensional and ununderstandable and spiritual and the part of you which is so magnificent, it goes beyond anything you can figure out. Don't try to figure it out. That's a block. Did you know that? There are so many intellectual human beings who want to be spiritual, but they cannot get past the block of figuring it out. They say, well, I want to believe, but give me the way it works. And we cannot, because it would not be understandable believe it or not, intellectual, there is a ceiling to your thinking and your logic and your understanding. Believe it or not, there is. As evolution, as was discussed by my partner, starts to change because you are changing it, that ceiling starts to rise. And that ceiling being what you're able to comprehend, understand. That's when the inventions are starting to come as well. You're so much more than you think. But as you sit there, I want you to know, you chose to be you. You even had an idea what your name might be. And some of you will say, there's where you lose me, Cryon, because I would never, ever have chosen those parents. Some of you, not all. I would never have chosen this family. You know, Cryon, if you're really savvy, you will know that that family does not want to be part of me today. Oh, we know. We also know that's why you chose it. There are lessons to be learned from them, not just from you. That you would go into that family who would never believe what you believe and plant a seed. And they would see who you are and what you do. And although they might reject you today, that then sticks in their akash, dear ones. Did you know you plant seeds? Did you know old souls plant seeds? You may have friends who have said goodbye or rejected you. You may have such rejection of family. Some of you do, some of you don't, but those of you know who you're the black sheep in that family. And I'll tell you that all growing up, until the time that you decided to leave, you were planting seeds of compassion and kindness in Akash. And whether it wakes in them today or next time is not your thinking. It's not for you to know. You're a beautiful farmer, a gardener of such, planting lovely seeds into places you would never, ever think that they would grow, and they are. That's who you are. And it goes beyond that, what you think. There are some, who will watch this program today and say, oh, I love the thought of it, but you know, it's just talk. I'd like to see it be an actionable item. I would like to believe it. And there's the word, belief. We've talked about a wall before, a wall of belief. You go to it with all that you know and all that you are, and you want to believe, and you cannot get past the wall. Because the wall starts to become a multidimensional wall, and you want to step through it into that paradigm where your life changes and where you start to think better about yourself. You want to go to a place where you wake up happy. How about that one? You know who I'm talking to. I know who's watching. Would you like to wake up a bit happier? But you can't. Because you go to a place and it simply stops you. So what I want to do right now is an exercise for anyone who wants to participate. We seldom do this. We're going to do more of it. I want you to dissolve that wall and understand that belief is not just a word, but is an actionable item, meaning it comes with action, compassionate action. You can move through that wall. But in order to do so, you're going to have to meet the family for them to help you dissolve the fear, to help you dissolve the anxiety, the woe is me, perhaps, the depression, perhaps, because perhaps what was happening now, or maybe you were there before. It doesn't matter. You're there now. Everyone who is listening and watching is invited to just to go on a tour with your mind, but more than that, if you could pull that thing out of yourself, which you wish you were, That is a visualization. That would be a magnificent, happy, content person on this planet. No matter what happens, we'll have a reaction which is not dramatic, but one which says this or something better, I will move through these things with ease and grace. To have a reaction like that, to be one who is balanced every day, I want you to hold that vision for yourself for a moment, because that is the true vision. In order for this to work, you have to be seated, to be as quiet as you can be, to have your hands and your feet at your sides, not crossed, and to be as quiet as you can be. I said that, but I mean mind quiet. Not thinking about what's going on next or what's going to happen next or what's wrong with this planet or what's wrong with you. You're going to have to go to zero just for a moment, just for a moment. And in order for you to help that, I want you to visualize that which you are, want to be, and who truly you are in front of you. Visualize it in any way you wish. This is everything I want. And don't put wealth there, dear human being. Put wisdom and compassion and nurturing and love, because all of those things that you think you need, whether they are love from another person or whether they are wealth or whatever, that comes with that package. It'll come with that package. And I want you to lift that up in your mind's eye with your eyes shut and hold it in front of you and say, this is the grand one that is part of me and my soul that I know I am and can be, and I don't know why I'm depressed or anything else, but that's who I want to be and that's who I can be, crying. And you're right, you can, because that is the core. And I want you to hold that for a moment. And now, you're going to be quiet. And in this zero place you are, in this zero place you're in, with nothing else happening around you, please, I want you to invite the family. Oh, this is where it gets good. Because you're going to do it in a linear way. Suddenly the room you're in is cavernous. It is huge. It's beyond that which you can see. It's enormous. And you're going to invite them in one at a time. And you're going to see them come in. You won't recognize their faces, maybe, not yet. Coming in, they're going to come in this room because you said, I'm here, I'm waiting, I've gone to zero, now's my chance. I've dropped my fear, my anxiety, just for a moment, I'm doing the best I can. Come on in, please come on in. And in the room they come, and they come single file, and they go down the rows, and they start sitting cross-legged in front of you, close to you. And then they start sitting, and there's more of them, and more of them, and more of them, until the room is filled as far as you can see with these entities as they come in one at a time. Look at them taking their seats and watching you. Now, each one of them is going to do something row by row. They're going to light a candle. I want you to pay attention to this. They're going to light a candle. And the candle has your name on it. The candle has your name on it. Light this one, row by row by row, because every one of those knows you. And they're looking at the candle because it's you, and your name goes here on their lap. There is an entourage who knows you and loves you and supports you. And here's the good part. When we're done with this meditation, we're going to the break, that room still exists if you want it to, if you want it to. If you wanted to. Crying, I've tried for so long to get beyond some of these things and some of these fears. You are beyond them right now. Remember this point in time. There's an axiom that says that once you go to a certain enlightened, elevated place, you cannot go backwards. You can pretend to go backwards. And if you do, you're in denial. But once you're there, you know what it's like, and you're there. You'll feel it. You'll begin to be a little more cheerful, a little less anxious. And day by day, you'll realize they're still sitting there. They still have my name in their candle, and the candle never goes out. Dear ones, on your last breath, I promise you, on your last breath, I promise you, you'll meet them all, and they'll still have the candle. That's how it works. That's how it works. There's great compassion and great love for you, dear one. We're not going to end the meditation. You are, whenever you want. More than a meditation, there is a reality there that you can capture and have and be and take you right out of the place where you were for the rest of your life. I wouldn't say these things unless they were true. I'm crying in love with humanity, in love with you. And so it is.